Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you'll enjoy this message by Pastor Joey Bonifacio.
Thank you, Pastor Kern. Hello, Singapore, and welcome everyone who's joining us online. This is our segment on meditating on the Word of God. And as we've explained to you last week, we have stepped into the month of December 2020 in very unique circumstances, but it's an opportunity to rediscover Christmas. We began the series by talking about the Christmas tree that we often see everywhere, and we give you a little bit of the history behind it to remind us of Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. We also talked about the holly, which was a pagan tradition, and we talked about how Christians redeemed that idea to represent the blood of Jesus and ornamented their trees with such to talk about how the blood of Jesus is the one that gives us this life, the forerunner, basically, of the Christmas balls that we see today. Now, as we move forward, we all know that Christmas is also a celebration of the birth of Christ. In other words, happy birthday, Jesus. And with any birthday, with every birthday, we find the idea of a birthday cake. A lot of people don't know this, but the birthday cake's origins are pagan as well. It began in Greece, where people placed circular cakes and placed candles over it to celebrate the moon goddess Artemis. Over the centuries, the Germans took that idea and turned that round cake and those candles into a birthday cake. But today, we've got all kinds of birthday cakes. We've got big cakes, and we've got small cakes. We've got blue cakes, green cakes, and certainly we have cakes that tell us how old we are. Now, what's common about every cake, regardless of their color or size or scheme, whether they're even virtual, is every cake has a candle. The Christians once again redeemed the candle, which was because it was the light that brought life to people, and as such, the forerunner of what we today know as the Christmas light. Jesus is the light of the world. In him, there is no darkness. John chapter 8, verse 12 says, again, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Notice where it says, I am the light of the world. Further, he says, whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. My first point is, I am the light of the world. Now, light obviously does, the first thing it actually does is it exposes. If you find yourself walking inside a restroom and you open the door and all of a sudden it's too dark to see anything in it, but you smell something, and then the only thing you can do is switch on the light. And as you switch on the light, it exposes the reality of what's inside, the darkness, the stench, the sinfulness, the bad habits, the practices that we find ourselves in, because light ultimately exposes. And that's a good thing, because you can't fix something you don't know is there. I am the light of the world. Light exposes, but more importantly, it doesn't just expose, it actually illuminates. It helps us realize that there are things that need to be fixed, and as such, how to fix them. Imagine an operating table that does not have light, and you cannot see the nuances and the details in order to fix what needs to be fixed. Light not only exposes, it illuminates, it gives us wisdom, it clarifies things, it makes us understand spiritual issues, relational issues, the ability to discern between what is unjust, and just. That is why we need Jesus, because he is the light of the world, not just exposes, but his light illuminates our hearts, our minds, and our entire life. But more importantly, light also separates. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, it says, and God said, let there be light. Literally, the first thing God creates in all of creation is light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good and separated, there's the word separated, the light from the darkness. Now, let me break this down for you. Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. Now, there was no mention of darkness being good. Now, obviously, darkness does us some good. We sleep well when it's dark. But he didn't say that. But a lot of us don't realize this, that the light bulb was only invented in 1879. The man who invented it, a man named Thomas Edison, was only able to light up a street, the Wall Street, through the Pearl Street in New York in 1882. It would take another 50 years before light could actually covered the rest of the United States. In short, it was only in 1932 when lights, the way we know it, the lights that we have today, was a reality. Electricity is less than 100 years old, and some of us don't even know that. For most of history, for 6,000 years of history, darkness was a reality. In fact, people were told, be home before dark. Why? Because darkness is dangerous. You could trip yourself. You could lose your way. A lot of things can happen. More importantly, predators, both animal and human, stalk the darkness. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 16 says, he alone is immortal and dwells in an approachable light. No one has ever seen him. No one can see him. To him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. He alone is immortal. The indestructible God is described as one who dwells in unapproachable light. Light so vast and so powerful, it's able to separate us from the darkness. I am the light of the world. He exposes, he illuminates. More importantly, he separates. How? He says, whoever follows me will not walk in darkness. John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, in the beginning was the Word. Sounds like Genesis, doesn't it? And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And then it goes on in verse 5, I am, in him was life, and that life was the light of man. There's the accompanying word is light. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. He not only separates it, he cannot be overcome. If we follow him, therefore, how? Through his Word. It says the light is his Word, and the Word became flesh. It's a light in the dark world. Light is God's Word. The Bible says in Psalms 119, verse 105, your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Your Word is a lamp to my feet. It guards you with every step you take. But more importantly, it lights up the rest of the path. When you have the light of the Word of God and you're walking in the darkness, you will see the nuances. You'll see the differences. It will become clearer as you see stumbling blocks, and it will light up the rest of the path so you can move forward. The path of the righteous, the Bible says, is like the morning sun, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. If we walk in the Word of God, by the Word of God, our path will get brighter and brighter and brighter. Further in 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, it says, this is the message we have heard from him. And we declare this to you, God is light. In him there is no darkness whatsoever. In him is all of the fullness of light. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live in the truth. If we claim this and yet we still insist and walk in darkness, we are not walking in the truth. If we claim we are without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and purify us by putting light into our souls and of all unrighteousness. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us. What am I saying here? Check the rooms of your heart. Our hearts have rooms. Some of us have rooms that are relational issues that God wants to let his light in. And we keep those closed. Secret sins, patterns of thinking, things that are saying, God, you can have this, but you can't have this. God wants to have his light in every room of your heart. How do you walk with the light of the world? Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness. Through his Word, more importantly, let his light in every room of your heart. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. The beauty of walking in the light is we can walk in fullness and transparency and security, not having to be pretending, putting a facade of trying to be who we are not. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us after all. How do you follow him? Through his Word. There is light in every room, and through fellowship with others. That's how you follow him. I found in my own life that when I fellowship with others, the truth of who I am is exposed. It illuminates me. It separates me from darkness. And I learn through his Word through others. And his light comes into every room of my life through fellowship with others. James chapter 5, verse 16 says, therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Confession is a good practice. Now, I'm not saying just do that to anyone. Confess those to people you trust, people you know love you, people who know you know care about you. And when you do that, it doesn't have to be a priest or a pastor, because the Bible says the prayer of a righteous person. That's what you're looking for. Not somebody with a title. Somebody you know walks in the light of Jesus, because his prayer is powerful and effective anyway. Now, finally, he says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Light is the source of life. Imagine if there was no sun, everything on earth dies. It is a precursor. It is a visual peg for you and me that we need light. And Jesus is the light of the world. Now, here's what's interesting. In Matthew 5:14, it says, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Notice where it says you, not Jesus, you are the light of the world. John chapter 9 says, night is coming when no one can work. While I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. Now, very clearly, he says, I'm in the world, the light. I'm the light of the world. Now, we know that Jesus is not in the world. We are the light of the world because Jesus is in us. Why do we need Jesus? Because he exposes, he illuminates, he separates us from the darkness through his word, and then the light comes into our hearts through fellowship, and as a result of that, we become the light of the world when we follow him. We are the light of the world. Now, verse 15 says, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. It starts with our own homes. It starts with our own marriages and relationships. It starts with our own lives. When we learn to walk in the light of Jesus, the light of the world, we become the light of the world. And it starts in simple homes, in simple offices, in simple neighbors. Imagine a dark forest where people are lost and there's no hope of finding a way until they see a home that has light in it. That's who you and I are. In the same way, he says, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. In the same way, let your light shine, because you are filled with this light that comes from Jesus. That light shines on others. It glorifies God. Let me summarize. It starts in our homes. And finally, collectively, as we walk in the light of Jesus, we illuminate the world. I am the light of the world, Jesus said. It exposes the reality of who we are, but it also illuminates us and gives us wisdom. It separates us from the darkness. How? Whoever follows him will not walk in darkness. How? Through his word, by letting his light in every room of our lives and through fellowship with others. And as a result, we will have the light of life. We become the light of the world. It starts in our homes and collectively illuminates the world. Rediscover Christmas this year. Not just the money. Nothing wrong with money. Money's good. Activities. Nothing wrong with activities. Go eat. Shopping. Nothing wrong. Buy good things. But rediscover Christ in Christmas. And for some of you, maybe this is the year you should discover Christ in 2020. As we leave this moment of meditating on the Word of God, I want us to proclaim Jesus. Find yourself a piece of bread. And find yourself a cup and proclaim Jesus. It says, Lord Jesus, it is with great joy that we celebrate the tradition of Christmas in honor of you. Thank you that you have come to be the light in our dark world. This day, we proclaim that in you, we have the light of life, light that exposes, illuminates, and separates us from darkness. We proclaim that you are the word of life that is the lamp unto our feet and the light to our path that gets brighter and brighter. Thank you for counting us worthy to be the light of the world individually and collectively. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Every Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you've been blessed by today's message. For more information, visit everynation.org.sg.